Last night was a big night where there was a... Every time that we come out here and we find out what week we're actually coming out here, I'm scouring the internet trying to figure out if there's a concert we're seeing in the general area at ease. And so it's very rare, though, that anything is in Ventura.
Yeah. Right.
Typically, we're going to L.A., we're going to Santa Barbara.
Or if it's in Ventura, it's at the county fair.
Yeah, which means it's terrible. Like, it's acts that are on their last leg.
Right.
Why do you have to act like you're above county fairs?
It's just people having a good time.
Counties matter, too.
I know. So, anyway, I saw that the Psychedelic Furs had a gig. And it was funny. I feel like the Psychedelic Furs broke up by the time I was old enough to go to concerts. And now here we are 40 years later.
Well, they put out a record in 2020, but before that, their last album was in 91.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
And they were huge when we were kids. They were one of those big British acts that was all over the charts. They were all in movies. You know, it was, they were a big deal. And they had a great sound. Great sound. So my expectation level going into last night was at zero. Now, there was a band from L.A. named called Rooney, and we just played the return cut, Ham did. They had a nice little run, too, I think, in the 2000s, and they were super fun, right, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to be honest, I enjoyed their set more than the Furs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dave just doesn't like old people, I found out last night. So you can play one of those Rooney songs.
Yeah, I sent you one. Yeah, so this is the same song that we came back with there. And they still, you know, with the exception of their drummer, who looked like he had been gardening.
Yeah.
Like, he was like a middle-aged woman who just finished gardening and then came to play drums for a rock band. But all the other guys looked great.
Yeah, they did.
You know, they're a little bit younger than us. And,
yeah.
You know, their first record came out in like 04.
So they're named after Ed Rooney?
They're not named after Ed Rooney from...
Bringing it back to sports!
No, that's Wayne Rooney.
Yeah.
Ed Rooney's
the
Come on.
The pedophile from Ferris Bueller.
I like to call him the principal in Ferris Bueller.
He had a rough ending.
Who may have ended up as a pedophile.
So
it's going around these days.
The Psychedelic Furs.
It is named after Ed Rooney. Did you just say that?
For real?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're named after.
Pull that out of his butt.
They're named after Ed Rooney.
Wow. Okay.
That is hilarious. So the Psychedelic Furs come out, and remember, this is a band that I think started in the 70s, late 70s, mm-hmm. maybe. And so they're not spring chickens. But the bass player came out who looked to be an original member. The rest of them look like to be maybe hired guns. But the lead singer came out. Do you know his name, Dave?
Richard Butler.
Okay. He came out and he looked like five of my mom's best friends.
Yeah, he looked like he had a pocket full of Werther's Originals.
It was almost comical when he came out because...
And by the way, the bass player is his brother, Tim.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're the two originals. Hey, have a seat. We're talking Psychedelic Furs here, Gordon. So you'll fit right in. So he comes out and he just... We were laughing very hard. But I will say, as far as his voice, what are you doing?
Trying to get over
just,
well, there's,
good God. What a disruptor.
Making everything better.
Okay. Right. So, George, we're playing Psychedelic Furs here. And so you tell me, the lead singer, he appeared to have aged just a tad. He was wearing like an Austin Powers ruffly shirt, and his hair was absolutely hilarious. He looked like an old grandma. He looked like Maude, like one of the Golden Girls.
How old do you think he is?
He's okay, got to be 60, right?
I thought we said 70.
He's 69.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I was going to guess late 60s.
And well, Hulk Hogan, didn't he just have a birthday or something?
He died.
News today?
He died.
Oh.
Yeah, he was 71. So you guys tell me if you think this is the famous psychedelic first song, Heartbreak Beat, if his voice is held up. I told him to cue it to the vocalist.
Corby.
Crank it up.
What I can tell sounds good.
Yeah.
And the
especially for almost 70 years old.
Sure.
And the guitar player was really good, and he had the rock god aura.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
He's older, younger?
He wasn't original. Yeah,
yeah, he looked to be about 45 or 50 or something like that. He looked like that he wanted to have sex with everybody in the crowd and probably could have.
What was the crowd like? Sounds like Corby.
So it was at the Ventura Theater, and which I don't know if you guys remember it all, but it's a lot like the Granada Theater. Very kind of old
movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been in. I've just walked by it.
You didn't go see, I swear you were there, George, when we saw Chrissy Hynde play.
Mm-mm.
And you weren't there when she played and Lucinda Williams opened up?
Oh, my gosh. No, I remember that.
I
don't know.
How did you miss that?
It's got to be the early schedule. It's like last night. I wanted to go see Psychedelic Furs. It's just too late out here for us.
Yeah. It's tough.
Uh-oh.
Mama.
Let's see. Which one is he?
Mama.
No way we could.
There you are.
That's it.
Hello.
Yeah.
No way we could drive up to Santa Barbara tonight. Aren't you guys going up there?
Well, yeah. Father John Misty's tonight. I'm not going to go.
Oh, you're not?
No. Sean's going to go.
Tore up?
Yeah. Yeah, we ended up going to a gay bar last night, too, and it just took the life out of us.
It's one of Bob's deals, right?
I'm always driving that.
Yeah. Bob wanted to go witness to gay guys.
Yeah. Listen, I'll go to your concert if we can go to the gay bar afterwards.
That's
Do we have a deal?
Great.
I'm a witness to you. First,
football
tell me all
gay
your
bars.
Gay
That's
sins.
What Bob is all about.
But despite him looking like a golden girl, I had a blast. I had so much fun at that show. You seem like you were not.
I'm not a huge fan of theirs to begin with, and
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. So add to the fact that he did look like a grandmother. It just
let me see a picture of him.
Why is he aging?
It happens.
Man. Yeah.
I don't know what it
when
is.
When he's aging,
you get late 60s. You start looking like
everybody,
an old woman.
Everybody becomes Mrs. Doubtfire.
I think it was Corbin that said you start looking like a lesbian woman.
Looking like a what?
An old lesbian woman.
Huh.
Who's joining us?
Interesting.
That's what Corby
here
said.
He is. Wearing his little pirate shirt. And
he does look like an older lesbian.
Yes, he does.
He looks like Austin Powers.
That's what I said. He dresses like
he's
Austin
British,
Powers.
Right?
He's British.
Yeah, very British accent.
I think it all the way over here.
Play Pretty in Pink.
I said
great
that.
Tune. This is from last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The drummer was a young guy who looked like Slim Goodbody. Do you remember Slim Goodbody?
Yes. Was he wearing the outfit?
He had the afro. No, but he had like a skin-tight shirt that looked like the leotard that Slim Goodbody
and
wore.
And that song is still real to me, damn it.
That's a great song.
Dude, they had so many songs last night that I thought were just... They're a good band.
Yeah.
Like, they write good songs. he's, I mean, again.
And what a unique voice he had.
Yeah.
No right. one had that and it's cancer kazoo that he had.
It's a little old man shaky, like, heads and
Catherine Hepburn.
Yes. I swear to God, I was thinking of On Golden Pond last night when I watched that concert.
Norman. But Norman is pretty in pink.
It feels like love.
But there were a fair number of younger kids there yes. at the show.
And he's music.
Several.
Still does well.
That were near us knew every word to every song.
There was one guy that was me about,
because I want to talk about
30
it.
Years old, a black dude that knew every word to every song, not just whoa. The hits, every single song.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, "Whoa, black guy, can I talk to you?"
Oh no,
yeah, I am cool with you.